Since opening to the public in 2004, Governor's Island has become an urban playground. There are art exhibits, bicycles, concerts, and circus games. And now the tear-shaped island at the tip of Lower Manhattan is home to a public school. WNYC's Beth Fertig has more on how the school is making full use of its harbor location.
15-year-old Gabriela Molina's 45-minute commute to summer school began this morning on the L train in Brooklyn. One subway connection later, she's now on a ferry to Governor's Island.
When they first tell you that you have to take a lot of transportation, you see it difficult. But once you take it, it's okay.
It's hard to imagine a more surreal location for a New York City high school. The Urban Assembly New York Harbor School is part of a National Historic District. It's surrounded by parklands and 19th century houses once occupied by Army and Coast Guard officers, and the water.
The concept of the school is to engage students in the education by using the greatest resource that New York City has, which is its harbor.
Nate Dudley is the school's founding principal. The Harbor School actually opened in 2003, but with no space available near any waterfront, it had to share the campus of Bushwick High. So it scheduled a lot of field trips. The city eventually gave the school its own space on Governor's Island in a renovated Coast Guard hospital across from the Statue of Liberty. Dudley says the school can now make the most of its maritime theme.
We sail, row, swim, boat, build boats, do water quality testing, scuba, anything and everything that we can do to be out above and under the water in order to really understand what is happening with the science, the history, the writing, the literature of New York City. That's what we do.
About 120 students are getting their first chance to experience the school and its new surroundings this summer.
Why is he alone?
Hello, Destiny!
Yes, Destiny.
Look at the freaking thing in the water!
Starboard side, when you have room, set up your oar.
Instructor Hector Acevedo is teaching a rowing class. There are five students in the long boat, with 16-year-old Jasmine Williams in the captain's seat giving commands.
Hello, row, Destiny! I'm trying to put the ring on.
It's kind of good until you row too much and then you get tired.
Port side, backwater. Starboard side, why aren't you rowing?
While most of these students are coming to summer school because they failed a class, some incoming ninth graders are also here to earn extra credit. Malik Poole of Harlem is one of those who wanted an early start.
I like science a lot, so I just thought it was a good school since it was moving to Governor's Island, so I signed up.
Science lessons can get up close and personal in a school on the harbor. Over on the dock, Pete Malinowski, the aquaculture teacher, shows the students his oyster farm. He takes out a bucket of mollusks, but one boy doesn't want to get that close.
Well, I'm really mad right now.
Why are you mad? Why are you mad? The oysters are bothering you?
Yes, very much.
Okay, let's get to know them a little better before you judge them like that.
Malinowski places an oyster on the dock just for him, but the boy looks disgusted and keeps his distance. This is, after all, a regular public high school. The city's matching system doesn't give every kid his or her top choice. Principal Dudley says most students come from families living below the poverty line and that a lot of them enter with low test scores. He says the goal is to get them all ready for college, regardless of whether they're interested in maritime careers.
Students who have come in at a low level have latched on, in part because of what we do on and about the water, and that has translated over into some of their academic achievement.
About 63% graduated on time last year, a few points ahead of the citywide average. The $34 million building includes a fish farm for raising tilapia, and the school raises private money for renting and building boats.
So we've got Spain, France, Italy. Remember, Italy is the boot-shaped one. England up here.
Teachers also believe the brand new building's isolated location on Governor's Island offers other advantages. There are no neighborhood distractions. No shops where kids can hang out, and no gangs. Kids who wander will be easily spotted by police.
Right? So to sort them, all we do is you just go like this.
Out on the dock, sophomore Dante Rivera helps Pete Malinowski sort the oysters. Rivera says the school isn't just about science and water, but about taking care of the environment with projects like the oyster farm.
They can filter 50 gallons, about up to 50 gallons of water in a day, just from just one oyster.
So that's the goal, is to get them to filter.
That's the goal of the harbor school, too. Clean the Hudson.
And then we just pour them in here.
The school's backers hope Rivera and his summer classmates will pass on that lesson in September. That's when all 400 students will get to learn what high school is like on Governor's Island. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.